You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Melissa Jubain, 32, and Brian Latiro are newlyweds, but they have a long-distance relationship. After the honeymoon, Jubain returns to her Portland apartment for work. Latiro stays behind in Washington for his job. 6 a.m. Monday morning, Melissa texts Brian, but then she doesn't show up to work. 3 days after she's reported missing, her body's found at her apartment complex. Police say Melissa's longtime neighbor, Bryce Schubert, kidnapped and killed Melissa as she left for work Monday morning.
Nancy, many details of the crime have yet to be revealed, but court documents indicate that prosecutors believe Schubert was deliberately cruel in the final moments of Jubain's life. In documents arguing sentence enhancement factors, prosecutors allege that Schubert used a weapon to pose an actual threat of violence and permanently injure Jubain before her death. Jubain and Schubert reportedly had no relationship outside of the occasional hello.
Bryce Schubert, 27, charged with murder, kidnap, and abuse of corpse. Two men argue while standing in a driveway outside a Memphis home. Suddenly, one of the men pulls a gun and fires as he chases the other man down the street. The victim rescued by a garbage truck driving by. The truck driver pulls next to the victim, who hops on the back, now shielded from the gunfire. The driver calls 911, and the victim's rushed to the hospital. He's expected to survive multiple gunshot wounds thanks to the garbage truck driver's quick thinking. Police still looking for the shooter, expected to face charges of aggravated assault. What about attempted murder? Take out the trash, Memphis PD. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Nevada jury has sentenced 37-year-old Julius Trotter to life in prison without parole for a brutal 2018 attack at the Circus Hotel in Las Vegas that left two Vietnamese tour guides dead. Trotter was earlier convicted on charges of murder, burglary, and robbery in the fatal stabbings of Zong Boi Nia, a mother of three, and her employee, Kung Balanuong. The victims were found dead after missing a scheduled tour group trip. Evidence showed Trotter accessed their hotel room, which had a faulty lock, by trying door handles. Arrested in California after a police chase, Trotter was later found to possess the victims' belongings, including wallets and jewelry. Defense attorney Lisa Rasmussen stated Trotter will appeal as part of routine legal proceedings and acknowledged his criminal record, though she emphasized he has a supportive family. During sentencing, Trotter expressed a desire to positively impact those around him. The last execution in Nevada was in 2006, but the jury opted against the death penalty in this case. In Atlanta, Grammy-winning rapper Young Thug, legally known as Jeffrey Williams, has pleaded guilty to multiple gang, drug, and gun charges, resulting in his release from jail under strict probation terms. We turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for more.
This plea follows more than 2 years of legal proceedings, including a nearly year-long delay-plagued trial with a 10-month jury selection process. Young Thug's plea was finalized without a deal from prosecutors, leaving sentencing to Judge Paige Reese Whitaker. He received a 40-year sentence with 5 years in prison commuted to time served and 15 years on probation. If he meets probation conditions without violations, the remaining 20 years will also be commuted to time served. However, any probation breach could see him serve the full sentence. Under probation terms, he's restricted from Metro Atlanta for a decade, except for family emergencies, and he must return 4 times annually to speak against gang and gun violence. Young Thug is prohibited from associating with gang members or other defendants, except for contractual associates. He's also banned from promoting gang activity or using gang symbols and must submit to random drug testing.
Prosecutors arguing for a stiffer penalty used some of Williams' lyrics as evidence, a point his attorney, Brian Steele, contested, calling the evidence misrepresented.
Thanks, John. Lisa Eubanks, 17, very independent, straight-A high school senior, so her mom and stepfather allow her to come and go from their Texarkana home on her own accord. Her mom thinks nothing of it when she gets a call from a friend at 12:30 a.m. An hour later, she leaves with just her house key, meeting a ride out front. She never comes home. Lisa's parents do not know what her plans were that night, nor who was driving the car. Lisa, 6 feet, 120 pounds, brown hair, green eyes. Her ears triple pierced. Last seen wearing a t-shirt, jacket, bell-bottom jeans, a blue bucket hat, and a beaded necklace. That was 25 years ago. If you have info on Lisa Eubanks, call Bowie County, Texas Sheriffs, 903-798-3149. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.